This is program number LW2322. Well, it happened back in the 1930s. Hi, this is Larry West. Louisiana State University had a 6'5" heavyweight boxer named C.D. Blaylock. And as you would suppose, with a fellow that tall, he also had extremely long arms. They came in handy, usually, in his boxing competitions. In one meet, he found himself fighting a short, stocky opponent from Mississippi State. Well, during the second round, Blaylock wound up with a roundhouse right that was a sure knockout if it landed where it was supposed to. To avoid the blow, though, the Mississippi State heavy stepped in close, and his head hit Blaylock's right elbow. Now, that caused his elbow to act like a lever, adding more power to the fist, which completely circled the shorter man's head, ending up on Blaylock's own jaw. His own fist circled around and caught him on his own jaw. Stunned by his own blow, then Blaylock grasped the rope and started groggily round the ring, and then he collapsed. He knocked himself out. Let me ask you something. How often do you find yourself irritated at something a friend does, and a few days later you look up and see yourself doing the same thing? Do you ever criticize and judge someone else for a disgusting act, and lo and behold, you look up and see yourself doing the same thing? It's as though you threw the punch, but your elbow pivoted and your glove came back and you knocked your own self out. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but that's the way it usually starts, isn't it? Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I just can't stand the way she talks about other people. What? Your own glove is on your own jaw. But you know, while it may be obvious to you and me right now, for too many people, too many times, they never see it. Know anybody down at the office who wastes time standing around talking, drinking coffee, reading magazines, whatever? Yet he or she is the first one to complain about how everybody makes me do the work. Why doesn't somebody else around here be given some of this stuff to do? And when someone says, well, if you'd spend less time talking, you could get more done. Then, in a huff, he or she says, if people wouldn't interrupt me with their problems, I could get more done. And what everybody wants to ask is, who does the interrupting? Who's the one down the hall or over standing at someone else's desk or at the coffee pot? The guy's own glove has acted as a lever and has come back on his own jaw. But he doesn't even know it. You know anybody who's a health nut? I mean, he won't eat anything but the natural stuff. You know, the stuff you can buy only at health food stores. He jogs every morning, plays handball every afternoon, lifts weight 4 days a week, has 18 cabinets full of vitamins. When you sit down to eat together, he's always reminding you about how you shouldn't eat white bread, how you shouldn't put sugar in your coffee, how the caffeine in those Cokes are going to kill you, and on and on and on. He's a real health nut, yet he smokes. He smokes. The guy's fist is on his own jaw. Do you know a mother who's always telling you how to rear your kids, and while she stands in your living room giving you advice, her own kids are swinging from your chandeliers? How about this one? You have to stand there and listen to a guy working in the same room with you day in and day out, and he can't say anything without cursing. I mean, it's one four-letter word after another, and yet he'll tell you how he is some kind of a good Christian. He damns God, but will turn around almost in the same breath and tell you how much he loves him. He'll tell you how we ought to be good neighbors, but then in the next breath, he'll call someone a son of a so-and-so. You know what I'm talking about. And yet, he's too blind to see that he's hit himself with his own fist on his own jaw. I could go on and on, but you get the picture. It sort of reminds me of what happened over in the Philippines one time. A businessman fell in love with a young hostess in one of the swanky restaurants on the Escolta in Manila. Determined to marry her, he felt that he owed it to himself to make sure that the girl would not be a liability to his business. So he went out and hired two private detectives to dig into her past. They did a good job. After several weeks, they reported to the businessman and submitted to him their findings. They gave her a clean bill, saying her past and present activities are beyond reproach. Then they said there was, however, one hint of scandal. According to their report, and this is a quote, in recent months, she had been in association with a businessman of unsavory reputation. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. One of the biggest challenges we face in life is the challenge of our being able to see ourselves for what we really are. You know, God has no trouble seeing it. We're the ones with the poor vision. God, open our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear. Help us to see ourselves for what we really are. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.